number five is here.
Five, right?
Yep.
All right, calling case number 523-007. Morning. Detective, can you please identify yourself for the record?
Detective Mike Evangelisti, E-V-A-N-G-E-L-I-S-T-I, the Department of Research and Public Protection, Division of State Police.
And you're a witness here today?
I do. Officer Margaret Farkas of the Bridgeport PD.
Spell your last name, please.
Farkas, F-A-R-K-A-S.
Thank you, Officer. Detective, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Real quick for the board. I don't know if he was here for the swearing in.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Sure, could you please stand, raise your right hand, administer the oath. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God or on penalties of perjury?
I solemnly swear.
Thank you.
And just because you weren't here for it, everything you say today is part of FOIA, okay? Just as you can see the cameras and stuff like that, just because of the nature of the call and that you did take a program, just keep it. Okay, just making sure. All right.
Is the program still pending or?
I believe it's over, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's over.
Right.
Just.
Okay, go ahead.
Just,
sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So we intend to show today that the appellant discharged his handgun in his own vehicle while it was being stolen 10 times in the area of a store's parking lot, which is surrounded by residential and commercial structures. The incident happened less than a month after being issued a pistol permit.
Okay. Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
As was just an unfortunate situation that just happened. It just happened early in the morning. It's very inconvenient that it happened as far as a month after I was issued my pistol permit. I didn't intend for that to happen. That's really it.
Okay. Detective, may I proceed?
Officer, what is your current title of employment?
Bridgeport.
How long have you been an officer there?
8 years.
And were you working as an officer in the Bridgeport Police Department on or about February 2nd of 2022?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember an incident involving a stolen motor vehicle and shots fired on this date?
Yes, sir.
Can you describe the location where the incident occurred and the involved establishment?
Yes, I believe it was 1375 Madison Ave. It's a residential area as well as a convenience store located on Andrade Store.
Could you please speak up a little bit?
Sorry.
Especially with AC. And what would be the backstop there? Like, if you were to look in any direction, what would you say?
Residence.
Okay, so houses.
Yes.
Okay. When you arrived there, did you observe any evidence of a shooting?
Not at the moment. When officers arrived, the assisting unit notified me that 10 shell casings were located on the floor of the parking lot of the Pan's Variety Store, and then I also observed them as well.
Okay, and what did you do next?
We spoke with the store owner of the store, and he advised us that a customer came in, briefly bought items, exited the store, and shortly after he heard yelling coming from outside. He looked out the window and observed a male holding what appeared to be a firearm yelling at a vehicle.
And was the appellant on scene when you arrived?
Negative.
Okay. Did you get to speak to the appellant that day or see the appellant?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and how did you come into contact with the appellant?
He arrived shortly after in a black Honda Accord.
Were other people in the car?
Yes, a friend of his.
Okay, and did he come over to talk to you guys?
Miles or the friend?
The appellant?
Yes, he advised us what occurred. He had his hands in the air. And when asked if he was involved in the shooting, he advised me that he was. And when asked if he had a firearm in his possession, he stated he still does. And I located in his right front hood pocket of his sweater.
Yeah, just interrupt real quick, officer. If you could just refer to him as appellant rather than.
Appellant, sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
And what was his demeanor like when you saw him? Do you remember?
He appeared to be nervous, but he was cooperative in answering our questions.
And did he express any concern about the person inside the car that he shot at?
Yes, he stated while he was en route to booking, he advised us numerous times that the suspect appeared to be holding his waistband and he was unsure if the suspect had a firearm or not.
But was he concerned about the suspect's well-being, like,
did I hit him
or anything like that, or is he at the hospital?
Negative, he didn't express that.
And did police canvass the area to make sure that no individuals were hurt or check any hospitals or anything like that?
Yes, sir, assisting unit did.
Okay. And did they find any people or bullet holes in anything?
For the residents, no, but when a party approached them, a friend stating that unknown male came up to them while they were speaking regarding the incident, stating that he asked what's going on, and after asked what's going on, they advised the male what happened. The male then stated that he observed a vehicle matching his vehicle's the appellant's description, and between Capitol Ave, mid-block, between Lincoln and Park Ave. So he offered to bring the two parties, the appellant and his friend, to the vehicle, and it was confirmed that it was his vehicle. So an assisting unit went out, canvassed the area, located the vehicle, and what appeared to be bullet holes in the back of the vehicle.
Okay. And this is presumably the black Honda that came back to your location, right? The individual who picked them up?
I don't recall.
Okay.
If it was someone.
That's okay. That's it.
Sir, do you have any questions of the officer based on what she just testified to?
So a couple. It's not really on.
All right. So you're gonna have a chance to tell your side of the story. Right now, it's questions for her based on what she just testified to. If you have any, you don't need to have questions, but if you do.
Well, just really one. The person I was with told you I was with you that day, because. And we're just talking now, honestly. The person I was with, that was with me on the scene, said that he was involved in the shooting.
Negative. I never said that. I advised him that Kirk advised me that you contacted him, advising him of the incident.
He followed up.
Well, I'm telling you what he advised me. He stated that his friend contacted him, which is the appellant, advising him what happened. The friend came to the scene, approached him, and while at the scene, that's when the unknown male advised him that, you know, asked what's going on, and advised him that he observed the vehicle matching his vehicle's description being parked on Capitol Ave. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other questions?
No, I
wasn't. Okay. Questions by the board?
You spoke to the appellant the day of the incident?
Yes, sir.
Did he say why he shot at his own vehicle?
That his car was being stolen, that's all.
Okay,
stated.
So did he explain what occurred? Like he came out of a convenience store and saw somebody stealing it, or look at you.
I got you.
He advised me briefly that someone stole his vehicle and he shot at it, and he also admitted it to the store owner of the store.
Okay. His vehicle was recovered.
Yes, sir.
And do you recall how many rounds were in the vehicle?
I don't recall exactly how many rounds were in the vehicle, but the shell casings located in the vehicle, as well as the parking lot, were, collected and submitted properly into evidence.
Do you recall, did you take the firearm from him? Or is it another officer?
If I can recall, I took the firearm and I handed it to Officer Mazzocco. He made the firearm safe and it was placed in a evidence bag pending further processing.
Were there any rounds in the firearm?
No, I'm sorry, I don't recall, because the other officer made it safe.
Yeah. That's all I have.
Other questions by the board? Seeing none, any other witnesses, detective? No? Okay. Sir, it's your turn to tell us what you'd like us to know.
Everything else is true as far as the incident goes. The only reason why I discharged my firearm in the first place, I advised the store owner, I advised officers on the scene, I was even saying to her in the car, the only reason why I shot in the first place was because I wasn't even trying to get ran over in the first place either. The car almost hit me like this. I told even the detectives this as well. The car almost hit me coming this way. I get out the way, and then as far as emotions and everything that's going on, I discharge my firearm. And I did see the person who did take my vehicle as well. I did see him reaching in his waistband. He did try to roll down my window. The window, part of the window was rolled down. There's pictures of it. I mean, and I apologize for even discharging in the first place. I didn't mean to I didn't mean for any of this to happen. That's really all I have to say there. There was a lot of opportunities that I thought I could have had with this permit. I had a lot, there were a lot of plans as far as my dad was trying to start a security company. And then a lot of inconveniences go, this incident happened. And I apologize for that.
Okay. Cross?
Please. Sir, when you parked your car on February 2nd, 2022, what was the condition of the vehicle? Was the engine off? Was the engine on? Were the keys with you? Were the doors locked?
So the doors were locked. The keys were in the ignition, but it wasn't on. It wasn't in the on position.
Okay.
It was early, so it was early in the morning as well. I literally just walked in and out of the store.
But the doors were locked?
Hmm?
But the doors were locked?
The keys were in the ignition. Doors on the passenger side and the back seats were locked.
Okay, but the driver's side door was unlocked.
Yes.
So someone could still gain entry.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. All right, and then when you went to the store, you bought some stuff and then left. Did you hear anything? Or?
So all I saw was a guy trying to get into my car. Mm-hmm. I literally tried to stop him. The guy was way bigger than me. He was like your height.
And you were in the store when this happened, or were you outside the store when this happened?
I was coming out of the store. So the way the store is set up, there's like a side entrance, a couple steps, mm-hmm. and my car is probably like where that lady right there is. So when I'm coming to the car, mm-hmm. he's literally getting in.
Okay.
So.
Did you yell? Did you say hi? Did you do that?
No, I was yelling.
Yeah,
I was
good.
I was saying, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm. What was he wearing? Do you remember?
He was wearing all black.
Did he have a mask on? Did he not have a mask? Okay. Was he with anybody else? Did you see anybody else in the parking lot? Any other people walking by?
I only saw just him.
Just him? Okay.
But as far as that goes, he got into my car, mm-hmm. and so I'm in front of the car at this point, so I'm like this over the car. That's why he tried to run me over.
Okay, so did you yell to the store owner or anything prior to that? Did you go back inside and say, quick, call 911? Did you have a cell phone on you?
So I partially get hit with the car. I didn't ask for medical at that point. I felt like I didn't even need it. That's why I didn't ask for medical after. I get hit with the side view mirror.
Did you try to call the police at all? Did you tell the store owner to call the police at this point?
At that point, I was already hit, and then I fired. And then I called the police after.
Called the police?
Yes, I called
the police. Was it on your cell phone?
Yeah. It was on the cell phone, and then I was on the phone with Kirk, the other guy. And so I'm telling the store owner the description of my car. Another guy who was in the store as well, during all this and after he left, he comes back and then he says, yo, I think I see your car somewhere on Capitol.
Okay.
So he takes me to get my car, Kurt followed, and I get my car on Capitol. I return with my car. That's where I see Officer Marcus and all these other officers. That's where they take my firearm. That's where I get arrested.
But as far as your initial interaction, with the individual who was stealing your car, so you try to place yourself on the hood, and what happens next?
He gets my car, he turns my car on at this point.
He turns your car on?
And he
do you
kicks
move,
it in the
do you
drive.
Stay, or?
I move a little, and then I take a hit with the side view mirror as I move.
Okay. And as he's driving away now, at what point are you shooting, and in what direction? Because I provided a map to the to the board as well, so you can kind of see the area?
Right when I got up, so he went, so my view, remember I said there's a staircase on the side of the building?
Yep.
My view, my car is going this way, to the left of me.
So to, you're pointing to the right, so if you're coming out, so if you're coming out the door.
So if you're coming out of the store and you were to see, like, let's say if you were to witness that.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm from around the store. The car is coming right.
Okay, it's just going down the street.
If you were to see that from your point of view.
All right, and when do you start firing?
Right after I take the hit from the side.
Okay, so were you on the ground, were you standing?
It's kind of like in this position.
Okay, so you didn't get knocked to the ground. Okay, so you kind of moved to the side, and that's when you start firing. And how many shots do you think you do?
About nine.
I think there were 10 shell casings there, as the report suggested, especially through the news article. It said 10. Mm-hmm. But what kind of gun did you have?
I had a Glock 43X.
Okay, and how many bullets does that typically hold? How many rounds?
Nine. No, that's 10, sorry.
Okay. Did you fire every bullet that was inside the gun at that time?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Did you have any spare mags or anything with you?
No.
No, you didn't have a spare mag with you?
I'm not sure. Probably. Okay. So, no, but because in my car I had the lockbox, because a couple of days before that I went to the range.
Okay.
Probably had a spare mag in there. But
okay, but not on you, right?
Not on me, no.
Okay. So you're saying that you believe that the individual is armed, correct?
No, I'm 90% sure he was armed. He's grabbing his waistband. I see a firearm through the window.
And was anybody walking in the area that you remember?
There was somebody walking upstairs into the store, but he's behind me.
But nobody in the street or on the sidewalk or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So, when you were shooting at the car, what were you aiming for?
I was at least trying to aim for a tire.
A tire?
Yeah, to stop him.
Okay.
But in as far as that goes, in hindsight, that would have caused further damage than I already caused as well.
Because I'm just trying to figure out what your desired result was, because there was a bunch in the back of the vehicle, especially the trunk area, and the backstop would be the individual inside the car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this was over property. So after the shooting, you hopped into a stranger's car with your friend. And
no, my friend was not in the car.
Your friend was not in the car. Okay,
no,
it was just
he was in a separate car.
Oh, he was in a separate car.
He was in a separate car.
Okay.
That's why I asked the officer, what does she mean?
Okay.
You know?
All right. I get it. I can see that now. But if you believe this individual is armed, and now you're completely out of ammunition, right, because you emptied your gun,
mm-hmm.
and you believe they're armed, why would you and then another unarmed individual go look for them? And not
no,
stay
no,
at the
I'm,
seat.
I'm looking for my car.
You're just looking for your car. Okay.
So I'm looking for my car, and my intention with that was to come back to the scene. Period.
Okay. Okay. And what would you have done if you found the individual? Like, what if you were still in the car at a stoplight? What would you do then?
Honestly.
Because you believe he's armed. So I'm just trying to figure out the thought process as you're basically.
Honestly, as that goes, I still thought about calling the police anyway.
Good. And did you call the police at that point?
The police were called right after I fired.
Right
after I fired the initial shots, I go into the store at this point.
That's right.
And then that's when I called Bridgeport Police. And then that's when, and probably like 2 minutes after that, that's when that random stranger comes in like, I think I see your car. And then that's when we're on the way to Capitol.
Okay.
At this point, the police is being dispatched to Pan's Variety Store. I get there, I meet Bridgeport Police there.
Okay. And what is your understanding regarding the use of a firearm in defending yourself or your property at that time, or even at this time?
So, as far as that goes, I was not familiar with, I didn't really have a good idea of Connecticut state laws as far as your car is property, yes, but legally compared to a state like, because I have family in Florida and Georgia, a place like that would have been, probably wouldn't be here.
Okay.
But I wasn't too familiar with state laws as far as, I'm starting to learn about Castle Doctrine states, I'm starting to learn about constitutional carry states, permitless carry states, states where stuff like this would have been, I'm not saying noble, but legally, we wouldn't be here.
It would be different.
Yes.
I understand what you're saying. That's just, the reason I'm saying that is because in your questionnaire you state that you didn't feel as though you received adequate training on how to defend yourself or your property. But I'm trying to see, do you feel that there's a difference between, you know, defending life and defending property, you know, in the use of your firearm? That's all I was trying to really get at.
Do I see a difference in defending?
Yeah, when in your decision making when you're carrying in public.
I see my decision, decision making, I see that completely different now after that scenario. And especially the excessiveness in which I took this. It's not like I fired one, two shots, called it a day, I fired the whole clip.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm deeply apologetic for that as well.
You see that, But when you took your NRA safety course to get your permit in the first place, do you remember anything from that class? Do you remember what they discussed, especially about the use of firearm, carrying a firearm?
Yes, the use of, and as far as self-defense goes, if you want to touch on that, it was more self-defense on yourself if you're in a situation on the streets. I didn't really consider anything or remember anything as far as what goes on with a motor vehicle, because there's different statutes. Every state has different laws with that. Yeah. I thought every state falls in line with every other state. It doesn't work like that.
Okay, you also just discussed that you are starting to research a bunch of stuff, right? Regarding laws, firearms laws, and stuff like that, which is excellent.
I was doing that since...
Excellent. But have you taken any safety courses, any firearm training courses, any courses whatsoever that you could provide as documentation of your furtherance of knowledge in this area?
Nothing physically, but I have a photo of it with a number as well, but I took a safety training course. I was required to.
So it was required? Was it part of the AR?
No, so that was, my NR had to be over for me to apply for a gun permit in the first place.
Okay.
So for me to apply, I had to take the safety course.
Okay.
Since I was denied as well, I have to take the safety course again. I'm willing to take probably the most stringent training possible so I can learn from my mistake. I have already learned as well, and I want that to be known to the board as well.
Okay.
But I'm more than willing to take any other measure.
And just, do you have anything regarding your suitability, any medical evaluations, any like character references, anything that you can provide as that you brought with you today, anything along those lines? Just because you bring up in yours, I want to make sure you have that opportunity. Did you bring in like anything to attest to like how you've changed since this incident? It's pretty recent. I mean, it's only been, you know, a little over 2 years since this occurred. So I want to make sure that, you know, you've made those positive steps for the future to show that suitability to carry in public, you know?
Yes, I do not currently, but I could provide.
That's all.
Does the board have questions?
Just a
Colonel.
So I think, how many, it was your vehicle you shot at. How many, do you know how many times you hit your vehicle?
So news reports say 9, other news reports say all 10. I'm not sure.
You never counted?
No, I never did.
Okay, just curious if that.
You mean how many times you hit the car?
Yeah, how many times, how many,
Yes.
Say you hit it every single time?
Yep. There's one on the CT post that says 9 out of 10, one says 10 out of 10.
And you know,
my lawyer tells me 10, so I'm just the way he says.
Did you get your car back?
Yes, I did.
And had it fixed?
I had the body work done.
I was just curious.
Two days later.
I would have thought you would have counted the holes. That's all. And I believe you testified, and I might have heard you wrong. You said through the windshield he was pointing a firearm at you?
Or yeah, he was.
Well, yeah, that's why. Initially you said you believed he had a firearm in his waistband because he reached for it. And then at some point during, I believe it was during cross, you mentioned something about he was pointing a firearm at you through the windshield.
No, he was.
So he
not,
drew.
Not like I see him drawing at this point. He wasn't necessarily pointing at me. I see the firearm in his hand, though. And then that's when he, I don't know if he dropped it or anything, because my windows are tinted, honestly. I can only see.
Okay, so was he pointing it at you when you fired the 10 rounds?
No, at that point, no.
Three crossbows.
Well, not that. It's up to the chair, but I think I sort of.
Since we're talking about, go ahead.
Go ahead, yeah.
What type of firearm was it?
I couldn't tell.
Like a handgun, a long gun, a shotgun, a revolver?
It was a handgun, yeah.
What color was it?
The handle part was brown. I could tell that. I can't tell what the color of the slide of the barrel was.
So it was like a semi-auto, or was it like a revolver?
Yeah.
Okay, it looked like a semi-auto with a brown handle?
Mm-hmm.
Was it large? Was it small?
Small. It could have been like a 380. Like those LCP 380s.
It kind of looked like a, so it looked, it, kind of, it was small, large, but it looked like an LCP?
Yeah. It was compact. I mean.
I'm just trying to get a feel for the size, because
yeah, I got you.
I'm hearing
I got
that,
you.
You know?
I got you.
So what did it look like?
Could have been an LCP, it could have been a compact FN.
Okay. All right.
Other questions by the board?
During the incident, when did you draw your firearm?
After I was hit with the car.
Okay.
Like with the side view mirror?
Yeah. And I, so when you got hit by the side view mirror, was it the driver's side or the passenger side?
The driver's side.
Driver's side. So was...
Because my car, the way it's parked outside of the store, it's parked, like I'm looking at the street.
Yeah.
Like the drop.
Like you backed in?
Mm-hmm. Like I backed in. That's what I did.
And then when you exit the store and approach the car, is it the driver's side that you go to first?
Yeah, it was the driver's side I go to first. And then that's when I noticed, I was like, hey, my car's on. And then that's when I see the guy, my car is on. I notice my car is on. That's when I look up, I see the guy. And then that's when I try to put myself onto the hood, and then that.
You tried to block the car?
At first, because, like, I'm mad at this point. Like, I'm like, bro, get the fuck out of my car. Like, I'm tapping the windshield. And that's when he pulls off, and then I take a hit with the side view mirror.
When do you see him drawing the gun?
A little before he pulled off.
Okay, while you're on the hood?
Yeah, a little before he pulled off, like, while I'm on the hood.
All right. And what'd you do at that point?
At that point, I see him pulling off. And then when, so to give you an idea, you've probably seen the map of the store, but there's a little exit area you can go through. It's only an exit only spot. So he goes through there and he stops the car.
So let's go back. Mm-hmm. While you're on the hood of the vehicle, mm-hmm. you see him draw a firearm?
Yeah, I see him draw, and then that's when I get ready to draw too. He sees that. That's when I take the hit.
Yeah.
And then that's when I start firing.
So he drove off when he saw you mm-hmm. reach and hit you with the side view mirror. Mm-hmm. So when did you take your first shot?
Right when I got up.
And where was the vehicle proximity? What part of the car did you hit?
So. This is where I'm at. I see this angle of the car. As he drives off, I'm here on the hood. I take the hit, like so. I don't fall, like I'm not, it didn't knock me out or anything, but I see this part of the car. He stopped at this point.
Stopped the car after he hit you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's either that or he stalled out. One of the two, because my car wasn't in the best of condition transmission wise. So I see this part of the car, the driver's side.
Okay.
And then that's where he stopped, and then that's where I fired.
What was on the other side of the car when you were taking those shots?
What do you mean?
What would have been it, those rounds, if you missed your shot, what was in the background?
A fence, like a wooden fence. And like a bunch of like trash cans.
Yeah, from the
like dumpsters and all that other stuff. There's I'm trying to think. There's one house there, but where I was at that house I wasn't in the house's line of fire. It's on this side. Yeah. Where the car is at from here. That's where the wooden fencing for the right side and all the dumpsters are.
What was he doing when he stopped the vehicle?
I don't know. When I started firing, that's when he peeled off at that point.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Other questions by the board?
I got a couple.
Chief?
You started off by basically apologizing, realizing you made a mistake. You spent the second half of your testimony justifying the shootings, trying to convince the board that it was correct and legal and safe. Which is it? Is it a mistake?
No, it wasn't a mistake. I wasn't.
Okay, but you're telling everybody here it was justified. He had a gun, the background, there were trash cans. Well, trash cans mean there's a house or something, their apartment building or something. So which are you trying to say? You were totally, wrong, you made a mistake, it was reckless, or it was a right and justified safe use of force?
No, it was very excessive on my end. I was just explaining the background.
No, I got you, but
the
whole handgun thing came up way late in this. It wasn't part of the original presentation, so I'm wondering how accurate that is. But again, you started off, I made a mistake, I overreacted excessive, all those things, and then you spent the rest of your testimony trying to justify that it was okay, and you basically, to me, if you're saying it was okay, you would be okay to do it again. Is that what you think? If you did the same thing again, it would be okay?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, why not?
Only because, as far as this situation, it was excessive on my end.
What was excessive?
Firing 10 shots.
All right, how many shots would have been okay?
Now, if we're going to backtrack,
you said if 10 was excessive, how many would have been okay?
Either, I would say at least maybe one or two. The first one being a warning shot. Maybe.
So it's okay to fire a warning shot?
No, it's not.
Okay,
I'm
so
just saying
one would have been a warning shot and that would not be okay. What would the second one be?
Either at my car in that moment of time.
Right, and
car,
shooting at your car, what was your intent? I know you said something about that, but what was your intent?
To stop the person that was trying to steal.
When you say stop the person, what does that mean? You were trying to hit, trying to shoot the person. As he was driving away from
you. Subconsciously, yes.
What do you mean subconsciously?
Because consciously I was just trying to stop.
So you weren't thinking?
I wasn't thinking because emotions were just overriding at that point.
Okay. The other part of your testimony, it was a little confusing to me. Your form does say you thought you didn't have enough training. And then you talked about taking some courses. But did you take the courses after this shooting, or was this the courses you're talking about to get your pistol permit in the first place?
It was to get my pistol permit.
That's what I thought. So after this incident, after you did this, did you go for additional training?
No, I couldn't because my A&R. I was told I couldn't.
They told you couldn't go to training?
Because of my A&R that was currently open at that point.
Why would you not be able to do training? Maybe you couldn't have a handgun, but you could certainly go to training.
No, I only asked two people.
When was your AR completed?
May 25th.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Okay, since then.
Last year.
Since that AR was completed, have you gone to additional training?
Yeah.
What training was that?
What's it called? NESP or something like that.
Tell me about that course.
I could look it up.
Just tell me, you took it. What was the course? Where did you take it?
I took it in West Haven.
Where? What was the name of the company?
I was going back about a year and some change ago.
Before you go too much farther, did you take a course?
No, I did.
No, you did, or you?
No, I did.
You did. Okay. Tell me about the course. What was involved?
Well, it was just talking about self-defense. It was touching on self-defense situations that are...
Did you do any firing?
No.
No. You were just talking about self... Were you the only person in this class, or was there a classroom?
I was the only person there.
Okay. Who was the instructor?
His last name is Robinson. I could provide his name. I could look it up on my phone.
All right. Got a lot missing there. Doesn't sound like a course. It sounds like you talked to somebody who you know.
No, I took the course.
You actually, how much did the course cost?
It cost $74.
And did you get any certificates or documentation that you did, that you took this course?
I didn't.
Did you bring it with you?
No, I didn't.
All right, thanks.
Other questions? All right, sir, just to clarify, I'm looking at a Google, whatever it is, when you can see the street view. If I'm looking at the convenience store from Madison Avenue, there is a fence, a wooden fence to the left, and dumpsters. Is that the wooden fence you were referring towards? Do you know what's behind the wooden fence?
To the left side, there's a home there, and then I don't see any. I don't know, like, going towards the right where the dumpster is at, there's a lot of trees in that area. I can't really see. You can't really see what's behind there.
And do you know how close the home is to the fence?
That's the one to the left. It's very fairly close.
All right, no other questions by the board? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement?
No, I don't have a closing statement.
Detective, would you like to make a closing statement?
We just don't believe that the appellant has provided substantial proof as to their suitability of possessing a firearm in public after the shooting, especially it being an occupied vehicle and resulting in property crime in a highly populated area. Not enough time's passed. It's only been about 2 years, you know, since this incident. And our concern over the public's well-being still remains.
Thank you, Detective. Brief factual.
Sure. This is a revocation by the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. The revocation is for suitability. Basis of the revocation, an event that occurred in February of 2022. The appellant, Bridgeport Police, were dispatched to a convenience store on a shots fired call. The appellant had been inside the convenience store. When he came out, he saw someone was attempting to steal his motor vehicle. The appellant had left keys in the ignition in the driver's door unlocked. It was about 8:30 in the morning when they received the call. The appellant went to his vehicle, went to the front of the vehicle, attempted to stop the subject from stealing his motor vehicle. The appellant testified that he saw the subject who was attempting to steal his vehicle draw some type of handgun out of a waistband and then accelerate. The appellant was hit by the side view mirror, and as the vehicle was driving away from him, the appellant fired 10 rounds out of a Glock handgun. He emptied the firearm. It appears he hit his own vehicle with all 10 rounds. The vehicle was recovered shortly thereafter. The appellant was arrested for unlawful discharge and reckless endangerment. Took an AR program. At the time of the incident, the appellant only had his permit for 4 or 5 months.
Oh, less than a month.
Oh, okay. My apologies.
Comments? Attorney Cinetti.
Yes. I'm probably the most sympathetic to your case than anybody on the board because I've had 3 cars stolen from me. And I understand the rage that you feel when you see your car disappearing off into the sunset. But that doesn't mean that you're legally justified in firing 10 shots at a fleeing car, you know, because it's being stolen from you. I don't even think a law enforcement officer would be legally justified in doing what you did. So as much as I'm sympathetic, and if I was in the legislature, I would probably be voting for a death penalty for car thieves. But that's not the law, okay? So what you did, you have to understand, you were not justified in doing what you did, and that's going to weigh very heavily in my decision. Thank you.
Other comments? Okay, seeing none. Dr. Conrad.
The issuing authority.
Attorney Cinetti.
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Rosen. Oh, Jesus. It's the heat. Colonel Overturf.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
And Chair Feinstein for issuing authority. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 0 in favor of issuing authority. Thank you all. 5-minute break.